This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said on Tuesday a special court should be formed to probe the downing of a Ukrainian passenger jet that killed all 176 people on board. We get more from Adam Reed of Reuters.
Iran's judiciary have arrested an undisclosed number of suspects for their role in the crash, as anti-government demonstrations triggered by the disaster entered a fourth day. After days of denying blame for the crash, Iran acknowledged on Saturday that it had shot down the plane during a high state of alert, hours after it had fired missiles at U.S. targets in Iraq as retaliation for the killing of Iran's most powerful military commander. Since then, protesters, including hundreds of students, have held anti-government demonstrations, with some being met by a visible and violent police crackdown.
That's Adam Reed of Reuters. France, Britain, and Germany have triggered a mechanism that puts the Iran nuclear deal into dispute. As Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports, if no resolution is reached, it could lead to a return to UN sanctions against Tehran.
The deal requires Iran to curb its nuclear program, which it has always insisted is peaceful. But U.S. President Donald Trump pulled the United States out in 2018, saying it was too weak. Washington has ramped up sanctions that are severely damaging Iran's economy. Since then, Iran has reduced its compliance, saying the Trump administration's actions give it the right. The question is now whether the European power's step is a nail in the deal's coffin. The EU, which acts as guarantor and must now inform fellow signatories Russia, China and Iran itself, said it wanted a return to compliance, not to sanctions.
That's Lucy Fielder reporting. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.